Red in Tooth and Claw, written by Imaginary Golux, read by Raven. Summary. Little Red follows the wolf into the forest. She doesn't come out again. That's fine by her. She leaves the red cloak in her grandmother's cottage for the villagers to find. Leaves it pinned by the huntsman's axe and stained with the huntsman's blood. Let them think what they will, those who find it. She follows the wolf into the forest without looking back. The wolf teaches her to hunt, to relish the copper taste of blood, to chew the bones of rabbits and deer and lick away the marrow. He teaches her to walk silently in the woods, far from any path, to know the trees and underbrush as well as she knows her own house in the woods, to understand from half-heard sounds and barely present sense what animals have passed by her, and when, and why. He never tells her what he is. Some days he walks on two legs, some days on four. His teeth are sharp and white and his tongue is very red, but he curls around her in the cave, which is their den, and his fur is soft and warm, and she strokes his ears and feels no fear when he rests his long muzzle on her soft-skinned shoulder, so close to her tender throat. He is dangerous, but so is she, now. If he has sharp white teeth, she has a gleaming dagger ready to her hand. If he is sleek and swift, so too is she becoming. She is changing here in the forest, under the wolf's careful tutelage. She is stronger, faster, deadlier than she ever was before. She would not need to fear a huntsman now. "You are full grown," the wolf says, many moons after she walked into the forest on his heels, cloak left behind to tell whatever tale it could. "You may go out, if you like, to find your own territory, to make your own way and build your own den." "I will stay with you," she says, smiling her wolf's smile, all sharp white teeth and danger. "This is my territory, this is my den, and my way is at your side."
"It is well," says the wolf.
And it is. The end. Thank you for listening.